If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Good girls. It's time to talk.
Yo, gents, she is here. She's on the mic. It's Men's Heart Attacks Day. Oh, the pili staka di kai. Sure.
Girl, let's talk.
Oh, yes, the women's conference is finally back and we are now in session. So, girls, ladies, you know, I thought, you know, the one thing that we love to talk about when we get together as girls, right? Relationships. The ones we are in, the ones we've been in, the ones we want to be in, but the people who are, that we are in them with, don't know about. You understand? It's us, you understand? In fact, Brati was actually talking about heartbreak, Izole, and its spiritual links. Né? So I thought let's extend on that conversation because if anything, people don't want to go deep, but today I want you to go deep to that part. And I think we've all realized through relationships, né, that it's always the ones that we love the most, who are most closest to you, that are the ones to hurt you the most. That's where you learn that not only pretty hurts, but love hurts sometimes. So let's talk about the most painful thing a partner's ever done to you within a relationship. It wasn't the catalyst to a breakup. You still were in it. But for you, that cut to the white meat. To the white meat. You understand? Maybe in their minds they thought it wasn't that deep. Wasn't that deep for them. But for you, that for you changed everything. You will never forget. You will never forget when that person did that to you. It was a major red flag as well. Major red flag that, hey, Lomundo hates me. So girls, let's talk. We're here to hold each other's hands, ne? Okay, we're going to hold each other's hands through this one, right? Let's talk about the most painful thing a partner's ever done to you in a relationship. Lay it all out. Girls, ladies, it's our day. Girl, let's talk about, the most painful thing that a partner's ever done to you in a relationship. Yeah? Yeah. You were there, you were present. Magwenza win. Out of nowhere. Nothing could have warned you for this particular act. It's the ones that you love the most and those closest to you that hurt you, right? And, of course, that applies to partners as well. So, girls, let's talk.
The most painful thing that my ex-partner did. Yeah, and it's when late dwet was like a mass phone ziti uso and song prekisil. Yo, as nyaibone yama finance na nyabo leyo. Yo, ya wana lay. As in only cheating, you don't know. But if so the evidence, aye.
Yeah,
ne. It's Wednesday and Uzo for someone. Yo, for me, previous babe. Getting one thing if you quality time. Yes, Ukala and the Mondo across the pond. Oh, actually, baby, Angel, but TV will keep me company. I'm like, out. And the same woman thing I went and what you know, we are a TV will keep him company. Hey, red flag. Major. Hey, that was a major one, red flag. And I was like, yo, I can't. I just cannot. This is not going to be my life. It's not going to be my future. Puma, girl. Did the girl not leave? Yeah, bafana. Hey, bafana mazukira, yes.
Nah, no tando. I think the problem is in your name. Uno Luthando, that's where the problem is. And then Ushale, because Lo Luthando, it's this laugh. Hey, Bagwenza, no one.
Pandemic.
Hey.
Pandemic.
Panoramic.
Okay. Nancy Manela game does it.
Okay.
Then I'm not 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah, Amber. Okay, fine. He comes and visits every day.
Mm-hmm.
When I call in the evening, phone is either mom so ilahlekile, ngishiye sofeni. How kanjani red flag? I'm like, okay. Ay, son. Umuntu uhlala nomuntu. Mina ndikhulisa umntana ngapha.
No.
Uhlala nomiyo and ay, shem. Kodwa ke uyayazi no. But he look blind. Dahlala.
Lo Luthando. Eh.
Dahlala.
For how long?
For about 2 years or so.
Sure. But knowing all of that.
Knowing all of that. And I felt, this is it. I'm done. I can't anymore. And there was evidence now, which yes, really, there was mudana. And I said, thank you, goodbye.
So how long was he staying with the other woman when you found out?
It has been a while, actually. Mm-hmm. Apparently, since I was pregnant, he was staying with too late.
Were you quaps or anye? Who was quaps in this situation?
We were both mains.
Hey. That's what they tell you. Okay.
I was main. Naya being main.
Hey. Okay. I guess if that's a conclusion, me, I won't fight you, eh? Yeah. Hi, Sana.
Cut. Thank you so much.
All right. Yeah. It's that laugh that brings that pain. Let's talk about the most painful thing a partner's ever done to you in a relationship. This is within the relationship. Hey, it may not have been the last straw for you. You stayed a bit longer. However, that incident has never left you because you're like, hey, love is not this.
Your topic is so painful. Hey, the person in a relationship who hurt me the most is the father of my kids. You, that guy. The emotional abuse. You will tell me things like, kids really relate to you because you have a mind of a 7-year-old.
What?
You know, that was so hurtful. He was so verbally abusive.
Oh no. I'm so glad that you are out of that situation because nobody deserves to speak to you like that. Immediately, no. You? As we see, I'm sorry. Send me his number. I've got a few things locked up and loaded. No mas. I'm too good just on your behalf. Please, man.
Hey, Wangi Kilo, umfana. Wayenza abantwana nginaye. Wayenza abantwana abayi-3 nginaye. Ngakhulelwa, ngikhulelwe before ngazi ukuthi unabantwana. Ithe mangitshela ukuthi I'm pregnant, wangitshela ukuthi ngenze umntwana ngoba sengizwile ukuthi unabantwana. Yo, Hashem, abafana the boys.
Abafana the boys. Also, how were you supposed to know? How would you know? Okay. Anonymous, hello, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Wonderful. Uti wena uyi fanda.
Oh.
Pigs will make tedanga uyi wena uyi capital.
I'm laughing about it, but it was the most painful thing, you know?
Yeah, talk to me from the beginning.
Yes, yeah, I am. You know, I met this guy, and I can see, you know, men never become vulnerable about that situation.
Yeah.
But this guy was so vulnerable, I'm saying, this is a cheater. Okay, baby, let me just do this business loan for you so that we can boost the business because it's our future. And the guy was so happy and agreed.
Wait. Whose business was it actually?
It was the guy. He started the business. I told him with this, but he was struggling.
Okay.
But because here we are now and he's talking about that, I'm like, you know what? Let's just do it. It's our future. Where's the guy now? He's got somebody else without at least a decency to say goodbye. Thank you. I just found out on Facebook when he posted, do you know Oyster Box with this girl? I was like, wow. I'm done.
Imagi, guess how much was the loan that you put into this business?
Sure. The first one was 60, the second one was 110, and the last one was 50.
Ma'am. Yeah. Not over 200K?
Yeah.
Have you seen a cent?
Come again?
Have you seen a cent return?
No. Yeah.
Okay, and there have not been any conversations regarding if that money is coming back to you?
We spoke about it. He said he will look into that to pay me monthly, so I'm still waiting.
Have you look into... Hey, how long ago was this?
I can't even open a case because I was willing to give, so I cannot say the case or something or understand. So, you know what? if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. It's fine.
Are you still paying off the loan, or was it just money that you had had and you just loaned it to?
No, I'm still paying the loan, but the last loan. So I think it's left with 18 months, so it's fine. It's fine.
No.
Yeah, what can I do here? Thank you. That department, I'm fine with it.
Hey! Yeah. I hope if okay. So what did we learn from this situation? I mean, if anything, at this point you've lost money, but
You must never find something that is not yours. Do not, ladies, do not. No matter how much you can be in love, not with finances.
You're anonymous. You're breaking my heart. Yes,
it's fine. I'm picking up the pieces, you know, but I will get there. One step at a time.
Okay. Yeah. Call me in 18 months' time when it's the last payment, and then Sikrufa song. I'll buy you champagne. Eh?
I'll do that. Please. Thank you.
Bye. Yo, my heart. Love, ne? Is Bendaba, and I think it's a perfect day for us to have a kiki. Okay, I don't know if you've been following the conversation on Facebook, because wow, the stories that are coming out there, I want to read some of them for you. Okay, so somebody said this person lied about having more than two kids, which he told me about, only to find out that he actually has five plus two of mine, making them seven. That's just one story. Another one says it's a lot. I don't even know where to begin. The recent one was last week Sunday. When he called while he was with his girlfriend that he moved in with, while I went home for my uncle's funeral, he called just to laugh at me and tell me who he was with. Love hurts, hey?
All the time.
Hey?
It does.
Painful things that a partner's ever done to you in a relationship. I'll say one, and this is my first ever relationship, which is why I stopped for 8 years. So this person, Lo Satan El Timon, went on Facebook on a whole rant about me. At least for me, it was my first. I was 19, and I'm like, why is this person speaking about me on Facebook? And then proceeds to block me as well. I'm like, but Njani, can I respond?
Yeah,
because I have some points, you know, to counteract. So for me, that was pretty painful, because I'm like, I put on ogwas. And then there was another one who lied about his child, but it's fine. Okay, slap on. Yeah,
you know. I think when you first asked me the question, when I walked into studio, I'm like, you know, where am I supposed to even start? Just like, you know, one of our Facebook sharers there. I think one of the most painful things that sticks in my mind, an ex of mine, we used to spend a lot of time together, like a lot. I didn't think it was possible that this person would be cheating. I remember I was still at Wits at the time.
I was about to ask if you were working. Okay.
Yeah, I was still at Wits. I was working. Yeah.
Hey.
And then I was studying at night. I don't know if you remember that period in my life. And then he essentially, you know, like when you give someone a care pack because they're not feeling well, right? And then I was sitting in my lecture hall because I created the care pack and, you know, put nice things. It's in a nice basket.
That's sweet.
And then I sat in my lecture hall and I saw a girl walk past with the exact same care pack. And you know when you walk to a person and you're like,
you lie.
What's going on? She's like, no, my boyfriend, he does these cute things.
Yeah. You lie.
Then I found out every single gift that I had ever given him, he was re-gifting to this person. Who was, I mean, I was studying part-time.
I know you're lying.
So I'm a bit older. These girls are like, you know, second year. My young man, I'm a 2000 or whatever the case may be. But yeah, it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing because they knew who I was. So these girls knew who I was. Hey. So they were walking past my lecture hall all the time on purpose.
JJ.
Claps once.
Hi, twice, Mdasi. Let's just clap and
just clap
around. Yes, really, really high. Yeah, JJ.
Sure. Just like Umbali's saying, it's hard to pick that actual moment
where you felt,
but growing older, I think from now on, we are very particular in what we want and what we won't tolerate.
Absolutely.
And for me, it's a lot of incidences. I remember this guy, he used me for transport. Remember I told you guys I had a car earlier on? His twin passed away. And then he had like a baby mama, but I was okay with that, right? Okay. A child. And he was like, please help me bring that family. Because I got along with the lady. I didn't have an issue with her. So I went with her and her cousin. I'm thinking Makoti vibes.
Because. Pillar of Strength, Sana. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very far. Like, we traveled. I think it's close to KZN, but not really in KZN.
Okay. Mm.
It was very far. I was happy to do that. I get, I'm the partner.
Kanti,
when I got there was another lady wearing his jacket and his slippers in the morning, and she just passed and she's like, Dumelang bahol. I'm like, what's going on? Already I'm there. It's not like I'm gonna drive back. I don't know the way. That was the Mali dying of
laughter. Yeah, Uber Black.
Who does that to someone's child?
Wow.
Sure.
I'll take him, Bali.
We are shocked. No, it's the shock.
It's processing.
Have you ever laughed at yourself when you say EO every single time?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You just, and you start laughing at yourself a lot because you're like, wow. Hey. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, now in conclusion, Mandas.
But I heard.
But I heard.
They will hurt you.
Talking about the most painful things that you have experienced or a partner's ever done to you in a relationship. It's just us girls. It's our conversation. It's for us to just cry tears and laugh. Hey, laugh because, wow, what else can you do? You can't cry. The tears have run out. Talk to me.
Once upon a time, I dated this guy, and our first time doing the Brinyakos, he said to me, I am beautiful, but my body is a turn off. And Nafake him break at the same time, and that was the last time. And we were so good together, you know. So, yeah.
No. It's the fact that he fixed his mouth for that. Hmm? It's the fact that there was oxygen available for you to say such nonsense. I hope you don't believe that. And I hope that you made it a him issue, not a you issue. Because people like to spill out their insecurities on you. Huh? Please. Puma Satan. Yer.
Yo, Andy. I remember my ex-husband. Akulume nishayisayi chick yakhe ngilele naye ne same bed amtshele the way amthanda ngakhona yazini yo hi shame indi ay siphuma kude shame thina abafazi ene siyazi kubhekezela shame kunzima kunjani like yeah it was painful shame it was so so painful I don't wanna lie.
My question is, okay, now do you act like you're sleeping now in the midst of it? That's even more painful, actually, because now you have to act like you're sleeping and then exit.
Hey, I'm a traditional healer, but knowing my profession, then motu awaro ungile katiba ya hai. Oh, I'm a lawyer. Hey, like really? Born. So, but I'm fine. Anyway, strong.
Yeah, no, love hurts, ne?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good and you, my sister.
Hey, hi, me, I'm in pain currently. By osmosis.
Yeah.
Yo.
No, obviously. Yeah, no. The pain for your sister will always be there, but at the end of the day, you need to pick up yourself and face tomorrow, because if you're going to live in yesterday's results, that person will always have that hold over you. You know what how it hurts to go to bed now, and then you are there with them, and then suddenly they tell you that this girl is pregnant, and inside, it was a trauma, but I don't know, in the midst of it, I don't know, I was so blind, I was like, I don't know, like, I was with them, I was possessed by the love bug or what it was, but yeah, I just let it go, the girl was pregnant, then he was taking groceries and everything, poof, down the line, 3 months, she has had a miscarriage, okay, fine, we sit, then suddenly, again, his phone is ringing, like it was ringing in the middle of the night, so I'm like, man, you know when the phone is ringing, and then someone doesn't even hear that their phone is ringing, so I was like, maybe something has happened to one of them.
In emergency.
I'm like, so I'm like, let me just pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tumi, where are you? My sister is bleeding. We need an ambulance. What? I'm like, what? So I'm like, okay. Then I dropped. First, I did drop the phone. And then they called again. So I was like, okay. this is, you know, it's not Dumi, he's fast asleep. And then I tried waking him up, telling him, there's a lady here that says that she's pregnant, what, mm-hmm. I don't know what's going on. So the sister is kind of like, I don't even have even two bob, I don't even have even a cent, but I need to take her to the hospital. Mm-hmm. We don't even have papers.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like, yeah, obviously, that's paid there. So I was like, okay, what's the use of me being grumpy and then being resentful over a child that doesn't even know what happened? I mean, like, the most important person is the someone that is in that time or whatever the case, how he did come, none of my business. So I had to send that money via e-wallet. Yeah. No. Even that one is even, the better of it. But now, when I'm looking at myself, I feel like as if it's for buying love rather than for the love to come to me.
Yes.
Like, it's like, you know, when I look at myself, Andy, like, I feel like as if I robbed myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the worst culprit to myself, because what he kept on doing to me, it was because he knew that, that one, he'll just keep on doing that. And then, yeah, fine. The lady went to the hospital and then fine, okay, whatever happened, and then it was fine. And I was like, but why didn't you tell me? Listen to this, because you can't have a child. And then I have a child.
No.
I mean, listen. Why did you cheat on me? Because I was like, I want a child with you, and then you can't have a child with me. But I have two kids. So then I was like, well, I can't force nature to give me more kids. And then, I mean, if I, like, I'm happy with the two kids that I have. So then if I can have more, I can't force it. So that's the worst thing that hurts me the most every day. Because that, you know, when someone tells you that I was cheating on you because you can't have a child, I mean,
that's
an insult.
Mm.
That's the worst insult. I don't want to lie. Like, no, when I think of those words, I feel like, okay. And then, you know what? I even told him that even if I could have a child, I was not going to allow that, because at the end of the day, I'm epileptic.
Mm.
Once I found out that I was epileptic in 2016, in 2006, I told myself that if God, you're going to give me another child, please don't, because I can't bear myself seeing myself having a seizure with a big time. Like, I mean, the trauma. Yeah, you see, so then, like, whatever did happen, I think it was God's plan. I told him that even if I wanted to, my health comes first, because what's the use of me being pregnant, and then at the end of the day, I know myself that I am epileptic. I was diagnosed with epilepsy when I was pregnant in 2006. I can never again bring another child. That year, it was so traumatic to me.
Sure. Okay, so you're out of that relationship now, right?
No. Unfortunately, no. That's the worst part of it.
Hi, you know, what are you saying in English?
Yeah.
You are within the danger.
Yeah, I am in a toxic thing. I need help. That's
And I would concur for that. And I'm glad that you have that level of awareness that you know that you do need help. But the first thing is to get away from the danger.
That's the thing that I'm even more scared of, because if any chiat is the one that I'm more afraid of. That is what I'm saying to you. I think for me, I need help more than anything else, because people can see that, she has done it. But inside, you know, it's just a shallow grave that doesn't even know. Nothing had to go. Like, I mean, the guy that I'm even talking about, I think it's been 6 years since he even gave me a kiss, or even we kissed. So we just have sex and then that's it. You know, that kind of a relationship.
Do you know that you deserve love? Ina, listen to me.
No.
Listen to me, Ina.
I know.
Listen to me. Do you know that you deserve love fully?
100%.
With no conditions.
100%, I know. Yes.
And you know that you're not being loved fully in this situation, right?
No, I've been used just a pawn.
Even if you don't leave now, but I hope that you find a service and a place where you can cry, where you can lay out your heart. And more than anything, you can get the help that you need. Because I really do think you can't go through this one alone, you understand? So please, Nesiswam, reach out to someone. Even if they're not the one to help you, but they can find you someone who can help you and coach you through this process. Sure. Yeah.
You and him nangahlangana nesituation enjalo umuntu wami wangichithela phuma ngaphandle wayochitha andi kanti lo muntu ozochitha naye shuthi bekafuna ukubamba umuntu wami ukuthi kube umuntu wakhe forever ngazi shuthi umuntu wami lo muntu vele uthanda maybe kamtshela ngami nomntwana ukuthi sikhona epicture so ugele wayenza ukuthi hayi ngizobahlukanisa or bekafuna ukwenzana ngazi shuthi ugele bokumuntu othanda imithi kakhulu so shuthi ugele le mithi le wayifaka kuyo ugele makazolala nepartner yami wayifaka kupartner yami mayisuka kuye lo sisi eza kimi uzongifaka lowo muthi lo and then mina mangizolala nepartner yami after uma 3 days ngubuyisela back and mangubuyisela kupartner yami ngubuyisela kabuhlungu uyamlimaza so ugaya agcina athi mina ngiyamgulisa ngimtshele ngithi after how long uthandana nawe sinomntana we 4 years khani ngizokugulisa manje because wena so ucala indaba zakho zokuthi wena uyachitha athi hayiye sibe siqala vele siyalwayo kungakho mnandi and ugaya wagcina vele sekaphumela ngaphandle athi uyofuna usizo makafika ngaphandle bamtshela bathi empilweni wakho unobaby mama une-girlfriend and le girlfriend isebenzisa umuthi onzima kaphi and umuntu wakho manje uyagula wena awazi and lo muthi ufike nawo kuye.
I think this is how I'm going to get through it, just breathing in and out. Ne? Okay.
Yo, so Sandy, you think chilling? Mina, it was like my baby mama's hour. Welcome at my place anytime, either you like it or not. So then. Ngabona kahle ukuthi you know what? It doesn't even give me any alternatives. Uyangitshela, I must live with it. It's either I like it or not. Either or. So yeah. So that hit me so bad because I know I have a baby daddies too, but I respect the place. I respect our place. I respect the space that me and my person them with. Because knowing what if he and Afika anytime up a toilet lapo, it's not gonna be the way
of
it, like the way when I corner on his side. But yeah.
Honestly, the most painful thing a partner's ever done to me is confessing that his feelings towards me changed the moment I told him I was expecting our child.
No.
And he's been pretending all along, but he can no longer do it.
No.
And he goes on to tell you that you're a beautiful girl, you'll find someone who loves you. He doesn't deserve you. And he knows even if we stay together, try to fix things, his feelings will never change. Eventually, we'll break up. And there's nothing you've done wrong. It's just, it is what it is. That was a shocker. Yeah. But hey, you live and learn. Thank you.
Let me just, Mandivale. Hey, but I'll hurt.
They will hurt you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.